Directly across the border, there was a German writing about the same time, General Friedrich von Bernhardi, who wrote a book called Germany and the Next War, even far more influential, since Bernhardi had already retired, was a very, very deeply respected general whose father had been an even more respected general. And what did he have to say about war? From this standpoint, I must first of all examine the aspirations for peace, which seem to dominate our age and threaten to poison the soul of the German people, according to their true moral significance. I must try to prove that war is not merely a necessary element in the life of nations, but an indispensable factor of culture in which a true civilized nation achieves the highest expression of strength and satisfaction. Can you believe that 65 million Germans would sink to the level of 40 million Frenchmen? He added. Both of these publications occurred, not surprisingly, in 1912, 2 years before the war. Combined with what has been called the short war illusion, the belief by most that any conflict would be decisive and glorious, as the Franco-Prussian War or the Austro-Prussian War, war could even be seen as a cost-effective, problem-solving policy. The Germans expected the Schlieffen Plan to work quickly. Indeed, they expected to enjoy Christmas in Paris, the most beautiful of all cities, while the French, with their Plan 17 and their belief in élan vital, vital energy, they expected to be to Berlin and back to Paris for Christmas, because who would want to celebrate Christmas in Berlin? I've been to Berlin for New Year's, and it's quite a celebration. It's probably not a coincidence that the British, having experienced the brutal Boer War between 1899 and 1902, were least taken with either the short war illusion or war's cost-effective nature, and of all the great powers, were most involved in trying somehow to mediate and preserve the peace. And by the way, I could give you statements from Teddy Roosevelt that are not all that different from these French or German statements, because we hadn't had a real good war since the Civil War, although Roosevelt's were less blood-curdling than these Italian, French, and German statements. On a certain level, in a non-clinical way, one can even say that European culture had become somewhat schizophrenic in nature. On the one hand, layer after layer of society had been given greater individual rights and protection, including women, children, Jews, while on the other hand, struggle, war, and death were seen as potentially glorious, liberating collective experiences and the kind of experiences that enhance culture itself, as well as the moral fabric of the species. Overall, certain elements of an earlier liberal universalist worldview, which privileged tolerance and rationality and compromise, were surely in decline in the decades prior to World War I, in this civilization that had so much commonality, although in their schools they were literally teaching hatred and fear of one another in the decade prior to World War I.